Hey everybody, this is Todd Snyder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I've seen you standing there stunned in the spotlight, and I've seen the sweat streak the pain on your face, 'cause you caught like a clown in a circle of strangers. Who do you screw to get out of this place? It's one for the money, too far to go. Three fingers of whiskey, but just for your soul. That lady you're pleasing, she's hungry and cold. Don't look in her eyes, you'll see what you sold. Bodies in too many bars, too many feelings are falling behind, 'cause you're easy to fool when you're lost in the stars. Shoot out that spotlight before you go blind. It's one for the money, but too far to go. Three fingers of whiskey, just for the soul. That lady you're pleasing, she's a hungry and cold. Don't look in her eyes, you'll see what you sold. Don't look in her eyes, you'll see what you sold.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff Robson, your host here till 4 o'clock, your humble host in here. Thanking you. Last week, we had our big Pledge-O-Rama super show, and you kindly and generously donated once again. Helped the station out. We were trying to raise $32,000. At last count, we were well over $36,000, headed for $37,000 perhaps. Which is just really impressive, it's a wonderful thing to see. So we're getting our new radio transmitter, and maybe we'll have a few bucks left over to keep improving things around here and making things better. And that's all thanks to you, and we are eternally grateful. If you haven't had a chance yet, you can still get your donation in. UMFM.com, go to the donate page. And you can still make your donation if, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. If you forgot last week, couldn't make it, whatever, you can still get it in. And it'll still help a lot, believe me. And if you did pledge, two things. Number one, you should go over to telltheband2gohome.com, go to the Music Angels page, and then look at the list of exclusive prizes. There's still a bunch of stuff in the prize box that I'd love to dole out to people. So if you have pledged, go and take a look at that list. If there's something on there that you like, I'd be glad to set it aside for you. And if you've got a request, if you donated, everybody who donates, I've been asking them for requests, something they want to hear. And, not everybody, unfortunately, because I'm a bit of an idiot. So I kind of ran out of time, and there's a whole bunch of people I haven't asked yet. So if you haven't got your request in, I would love to play something for you. You can just email me, jeff@telebandagohome.com. Unfortunately, you can't do that today because we're pre-recorded today. There's a big hockey game going on, and, I didn't want any part of that. A big hockey game at the stadium at 2 o'clock, right when my show starts at 2 o'clock. No, thank you. So I'm staying at home, and maybe I'll watch the hockey game. I don't know. But thanks for joining us. And, well, we'll get to some of those requests and dedications coming up in a little bit. But first, there is some new music I want to play for you for sure. And we got to kick it off with this one, the long-awaited and eagerly anticipated, very exciting, brand-new record from Winnipeg homeboy John K. Sampson. It's called Winter Wheat. And it's filled with his usual brilliant lyricism. Here's one that I love. There's some great lines in this song. Well, there's great lines in every song. Come on, it's a John K. Sampson song. But I want to play this one for you, also in honor of the day. It's called Requests. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
I want you to know what I forgive you for. Now that you're all ashes anyway. Every step into the river pushes you further away. I want you to hear the farm apologize for letting you believe you could return. I want you to dream in all the languages we learn. I want you to write my name under your name with the year. I was born and you began to disappear. Constellations in the northern sky. I want every satellite to circle you when you arrive. I want every highway sign to remember we were here. Take your time to disappear. Telethon, we were keeping jive alive.
toss an ember to the night. We end this broadcast day. We knew that it was coming. We end this broadcast day. Keep the camera running. On the last time
we end this broadcast day. Oh, oh, oh.
On the last time
we end this broadcast day. Oh, oh, oh.
On the last time
we end this broadcast day. Oh, oh,
now that the treatment and antidepressants and 7 months sober have built me a bed in the back of your brain where the memories flicker and I paw at the synapses, bright bits of string, you should know I am with you. No, I forgive you. No, I am proud of the steps that you've made. No, it will never be easy or simple. No, I will dig in my claws when you stray. So let us rest here like we used to, in a line of late afternoon sun. Let it rest, all you can't change. Let it rest and be done.
John K. Sampson there from his brand new record, The Winter Wheat. That last one there, sadly, Virtute. At rest, seemingly wrapping up the Virtute saga, which started in a plea from a cat named Virtute. Then Virtute the cat explained her departure, and now Virtute at rest. Oh well. Beautiful stuff. Before that, I had to play that one, VPW 13 Blues, taking me back to the days of Videon public access television. Oh, those were good days, hanging out with Johnny Sizzle, and that's where I met John Prentice, the host of Planet Mainstage Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. here on UMFM. We used to work at VPW together, and oh, just some good times. And we kicked it off with something called Requests, all those from John K. Sampson, and his big CD release parties will be coming up November 4th and 5th at the West End. They're sold out, but you know, there might be tickets available somewhere, somehow. I'm sure Eugene could get you a ticket if you absolutely need to. So that's out now. Run out and get a copy. There are a few different versions. There's a CD version, there's a black vinyl version, and there's a colored vinyl version. So, you know, if you're a total obsessive, you might want all three. Or just buy some at the show. Always best to buy music at the show if possible, straight from the artist. That's the way to go. That's what I'm going to do with one of those records, I think. Now how about something, a couple more brand new things came out this Friday. We'll hear something brand new from our old pal Andrew of Sun Parlor Players. He's got a new duo called Harrow Fair, and we'll hear them. But first, this powerful thing, we've been waiting on this. This is the promised new graphic novel and album from Gord Downie of The Tragically Hip. He assembled quite a band featuring Kevin Hearn of Barenaked Ladies and Real Statics, Josh Finlayson from the Skydiggers, all kinds of people. Did a couple of release shows for this thing. It's out now. It's a beautiful book, and it comes with a download of the album. And if you want, tonight on the CBC, they're doing a special commercial-free film of this thing that will definitely be worth seeing. So you want to look it up. It's called The Secret Path. Here's something brand new from Gord Downie. You listen to Tell the Band to Go Home.
That is not my dad. My dad is not a wild man. He doesn't even dream. My daddy's not a wild man. On a secret path, the one that nobody knows.
Hi, this is Andrew from the Sun Parlor Players. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this program is called Tell the Band to Go Home.
Say I love you, babe. I won't say I need you, babe. I'm gonna get you, babe. I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I waste my share of mine, but it never feels too good. So let's don't take too long. You're as soft as glass, I'm a gentleman. We got the sky to talk about and the world to lie upon. Days up and down they come, like rain on a conga drum. Forget most, remember some, don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, and nothing is too much to be. Where you've been is good and gone, all you keep's to get in there. Well, to live is to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. It's goodbye to all my friends. It's time to go again. Think of all the poetry and the picking down the line. miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. It don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, I may be gone, but I won't be long. I'll be a bringing back the melody and rhythm that I find. We all got holes to fill, them holes are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm, sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make, time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea, some toil upon the storm. Well, to live is to fly on low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eyes.
Just above your collar, like you had something to show me, as if I wasn't already noticing your eyes a shade of wonder. like if thunder had a color, it could have been harmless, wanting to see if I could get a little closer and walk away breathing. It might have been cheating. Where exactly is the lie? Too early to admit it. I wanted you for mine. I kissed Maria in the alley. You laughed and spilled your whiskey. There's some I can't remember. A talented bartender way out in the cheap seats. The stars stare unblinking. The ones that know anything won't be revealing. It could have been harmless, wanting to see if I could get a little closer and walk away breathing. It might have been cheating. Where exactly is the lie? Too early to admit it. I wanted you for mine. There was a sword in my dream. Everything's a sign if you want it to be, and you want it to be. It could have been harmless, wanting to see if I could get a little closer and walk away breathing. It might have been cheating. Where exactly is the lie? Too early to admit it. I wanted you for mine. It could have been hard.
Oh, wasn't that gorgeous? That was brand new from Amanda Shires. You may know her as Mrs. Jason Isbell, but she's had a fine solo career of her own, far longer than she's been married to Jason, that's for sure. She's got a brand new record called My Piece of Land, and it came highly recommended by our pal Tanya, and obviously rightly so. That's a gorgeous thing called Harmless. We'll send that out to Tanya and thank her for her generous pledge once again. Thank you so much for being out there all these years. It means a lot. Before that, we heard Amanda Shires singing along with the legend John Prine. That's pretty good, huh? John's got a new record. It kind of, could we say it's a continuation of the album In Spite of Ourselves? Perhaps. Because he got Iris and a bunch of other great female singers to come along and sing some new duets. New album is called For Better or Worse. Another great comma placement. That ranks right up there with Song and Dance. Man, love it. We heard Dim Lights, Thick Smoke, and Loud, Loud Music. And good stuff. Good stuff. Before that, another duet, I guess. Paul Kelly, along with a guy named Charlie Owen, they have this new record called Death's Dateless Night, songs that they've been asked to sing at funerals over the years. And a gorgeous version of Towns is To Live Is To Fly. That's good stuff. Before them, we heard another duo Harrow Fair. That features our pal Andrew from Sun Parlor Players, along with Miranda Mulholland, who you may know from Great Lakes Swimmers or Bell Star or a bunch of other things. They got together and recorded some stuff a while ago. It finally came out on Friday, and it's good stuff. They call themselves Harrow Fair. The album's called Call to Arms. We heard Told a Lie to My Heart. You know, you'll hear more of that. And Andrew hinted that maybe they'll come through one of these days. I don't know if they'll play the Saloon, but he said we definitely have a shot. So, you know. And we heard Gord Downey in there from a brand new thing called The Secret Path. That is, it kind of deals with the devastating effects of the residential schools here in Canada. And there's going to be a powerful film on the CBC tonight that you want to check out. But definitely purchase that that book as well. We heard The Stranger. Let's get to some of those requests and dedications for people who pledged. And speaking of Andrew from the Sun Parlor Players, I want to play something from the Sun Parlor Players. We'll send this out to our pal Eugene, who spearheads a group of guys who get together to try and win the golden ticket. And finally, they landed one last year. They got to go to the pyramid. Well, this year, I guess. They've been going to the pyramid. Who knows who's going to win golden tickets this year? Hopefully, one of you out there in Radioland. We've been very lucky to have our listeners on the list every single year. And I would like this year to be no exception. Eugene helped us to meet the UMFM goal. Didn't quite meet the personal goal, unfortunately. I always try to keep up with the Joneses down there at CKUW. I try to be a $3,000 man here at UMFM. Fell a little short this year, which, you know, is a personal bit of pain to my pride. We came in at around $2,700, so a few hundred short. You never know if more of you have some pledges. You know, we could still make it. You can go to umfm.com and click on the donate page, or you can email me, jeff@telebandagohome.com, and I can bring you a pledge sheet or whatever. We can work something out if you didn't get your pledge in. But here's something for Eugene. He requested some Sun Parlor Players, and I thought I'd play you this cool version recorded live at the Sunset Saloon in 2012. I'm sure Eugene was there. And perhaps he wants to relive this beautiful moment as much as I do. Oh, this is a good one. Thanks for requesting this, Eugene, and for all your support over the years. These are the Sun Parlor Players. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
So this is a song off our first record, and it's about the farm that I grew up on, about half an hour south of the Windsor-Detroit border. And yeah, it's a tomato farm out there. While it's light.
that water coming across the fields. I wanna get some. I wanna get in the way of that great big old irrigation gun. Call all your friends and tell their parents they too can attend. Come on, farmers, come on, trees, feel that cool mist in the breeze. Risen like never before.
playing trust. You play really good music on your radio show. Austin Reed, you are a great guy. I was Googling myself one day and I noticed that you played my songs on your show, and I was so grateful because I love the exposure. Oh yeah, I was just so grateful because I am the passionate and objective Joker fan, and I listen to your podcast. And I really like the fact that you play my songs on your show. Stu Reed, you're the greatest guy in the world. Stu Reed, I am your favorite singer-songwriter, aren't I? Come on, at least put me in your top 10. Oh, Stu Reed, you're such a great guy.
Susanna there from her Name Dropper record, a song written by her pal Carrie Latimer. And we'll send that out to Mike Welfley, who's part of that trifecta. And thank Mike for hosting some great house concerts over the years, including that one right there. Got to see Susie and Carrie together in Mike's living room. Pretty amazing. And thanks for your support, Mike. I don't know what else to play for you. You didn't really mention anything, I don't think. Before that, the passionate and objective Joker fan, Stu Reed of Twang Trust. Thanks, friend. Yeah, he is a pretty great guy, that Stu Reed. We thank him for his support over the years and for, challenging us a little bit to do better. We always try and fail, but we try. Before that, a couple for Eugene. The Replacements in there, Can't Hardly Wait, and the Sun Parlor Players at the Creeks Don't Rise. Thanks to Eugene for being the spirit of music fans in Winnipeg. Without that kind of passion and enthusiasm, where would we be as a community? I don't know. So thanks to those guys for teaming up and supporting us. And, well, we have time for a couple more here. I'll throw this one out. I know I played something for Allison Green last week, but I'll play something again because she's so awesome. She was asking about this record and wanted to hear some Scott Nolan, so why don't we combine them, the two. This is from a new tribute record to a guy named Adam Carroll. This is Scott Nolan with a great one called Rain on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Rain.
Waiting in the wings, waiting for a sign, waiting in the dark for anything that shines, waiting on a midnight train, waiting on anything. Gotta find something that's moving. Walking in the street under neon signs, walking with my dreams tucked inside my mind, acting like a block of wood, feeling that it ain't no good when the days between us keep on moving. Waiting on a friend, waiting for a song, looking for a bar open all night long, working for cash each night, trying to keep the time alright, tapping my feet while I'm grieving. I'm feeling like a bird dragging through storms, feeling like a scarecrow standing in the corn. Sometimes you can't get through, sometimes it just takes two. Well, sometimes two adds up to nothing. Waiting on my wings, waiting for a sign, hoping that the train makes it on time, hoping that it does not rain. I hope I see your face again in your midnight candle that's
asleep on a lazy night with no heat and a quiet voice. She rubs her feet and I drop dead when she smiles. I lose my mind for a little while. I'm an easy please for a shy guy. You can tell I'm joking by my eyes and I get drunk by myself. Sometimes I talk too much and black out. Sometimes I'm sad and down. Miss her when she's not around and she's got her ways and doubts. I smoke too much, put this one out, and I can tell she's wavering by her crooked mouth. I hope we can sort this out. She's got bad dreams and a past. She tries to hide and make me laugh. And we get drunk and I'll walk her home. She says she'd rather be alone. There's a parking spot on her street. I hope she's home and misses me.
Gorgeous number there from Arbuckle, and Hugh Arbuckle will send that out to Melissa. That's her boyfriend. We heard The Autumn Leaves there from Last Supper in a Cheap Town. Thank you, Melissa, for your pledge. Before that, something from Scott Nolan, Rain, a song written by Adam Carroll. It's from a new tribute to Adam Carroll called Highway Prayer. We got to take a break. Come right back. We'll pay tribute to some more folks who have donated and play some more great music after these. So please stick around. Tell the band to go home. Pre-recorded. We'll return.